It's All Things Considered on 89.7 NPR News. Officials from the Columbus Division of Police and multiple county sheriff's offices gathered in a makeshift classroom to learn about animal cruelty. It was the end of a four-city tour by the Humane Society of the United States aimed at helping local law enforcement better handle such cases. Dr. Melinda Merck is the veterinary forensics expert who led the class on the south side of Columbus, and she joins me now to talk about the curriculum. Dr. Merck, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you for having me.
When we talk about animal cruelty cases and law enforcement, what sort of crimes are we talking about?
The crimes involving animals, it can be domestic violence related, where the animal has been injured or killed during that. It can be where there's been an assault on a human and the animal may be injured in defending that person. Or it's where a perpetrator has attacked an animal, hurt them in some way, whether it's burning or blunt force trauma. We also see a lot of neglect, whether that is the large-scale types of neglect where we have hoarding situations where there's too many animals and they're suffering from horrible, nasty, neglectful conditions.
Beyond just the ethical considerations of animal harm, there's a link between these cases and human-on-human violence. Help tease that out for us.
We know that animal cruelty is linked to all sorts of other crimes. We know the FBI has been tracking this through their behavioral analysis unit, and they found that link between whether it's animal fighting or blunt force trauma or gunshots, neglect, sexual abuse of animals linked with child pornography and domestic violence as well. When we look at animal crimes, that can be the doorway that law enforcement needs to get the really bad guys. In Houston recently, a few months ago, they did an undercover operation looking for people who were committing sexual abuse of animals because they were linked to child sexual abuse and child pornography rings.
Why is this sort of training necessary? What aren't law enforcement agencies currently doing that they need to be?
Some law enforcement agencies have received training, but a lot of them need to know more. What does animal evidence look like? What is that scene telling them? How do they interpret that evidence? They also need certain equipment to process an animal case. Because our victims cannot speak, because they can't testify, we have to interpret what we can get from that animal.
What do you see as the biggest barrier to convictions for these cases?
Barriers to prosecution can be the lack of forensics. We have victims that can't testify. So the only way that we're able to tell the real true story of what happened is by looking at that evidence, working with the veterinarians, working with the law enforcement, the animal services, whoever's part of that team, together they're telling that story. That means collecting the evidence, analyzing that evidence, and putting together that case.
You're speaking with a variety of law enforcement from Central Ohio today. You've already made three stops in other Ohio towns. What is the number one thing you hope these agencies take away at the end of this full-day course?
The main learning point for all of them is to not overlook evidence or not give up, and also how animal evidence can be linked to crimes against humans because animals have fur, there may be urine or feces at a scene. They can actually find animal evidence on a person and put them back to a particular crime scene by using entomology, DNA, hair analysis.
Dr. Melinda Merck, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.